USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As the Senate confirmation hearings start next week, SCOTUS nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson is preparing for the questions. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
She, which won't surprise anyone, started studying and practicing and preparing as soon as she was nominated to serve on the Supreme Court. And that process has obviously picked up over the last couple of days. And so our team will be closely watching and monitoring the hearings next week. I'm sure we'll be responding to the inevitable doses of misinformation that travel out as well.
According to the Defense Department, the Russians remain largely stalled on day 23 of the invasion of Ukraine and have not been able to move further toward Kyiv. Reports of missile strikes near Lviv's airport are accurate, which is less than 40 miles from the Polish border. In more information from the Defense Department, the Russians have now launched over 1,200 missiles at Ukrainian targets. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
In advance of the rollout of the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline's new three-digit number, legislators have announced a new bill to help fund the implementation. The bill includes federal funding and guidance for states and localities preparing for the July launch, including mental health block grants and $100 million to partner with cities on mobile crisis response teams to help stabilize those people in need. It'll also provide a $10 million awareness campaign about the new 988 number modeled after 911. A 13-year-old child was driving a pickup truck that crashed into a van carrying members of two New Mexico University golf teams, killing nine people in West Texas. An early investigation revealed the truck had a spare wheel in place of its left front tire, according to National Transportation Safety Board Vice Chairman Bruce Landsberg. The spare tire seemed to have failed, causing the truck to swerve in front of the van. The Texas Department of Public Safety made that determination based on the ID following a post-crash fire. This is USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
FEMA has announced how much money they've spent on helping to bury people who died of COVID.
FEMA announced that its funeral assistance program has reimbursed more than $2 billion in funeral costs for more than 300,000 families of COVID-19. The COVID-19 funeral assistance program provides up to $9,000 per funeral and covers COVID-related deaths since January 20, 2020. The average amount awarded per death is $6,500. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A police officer and a gunman died following a shootout this morning in eastern Missouri that left another officer wounded. Bone Terre Officer Lane Burns and Corporal Garrett Worley were dispatched to a reported disturbance at a Motel 6, according to Missouri State Highway Patrol spokesperson Dallas Thompson. As they approached the room where the disturbance was reported, a man came out firing a handgun, shooting both officers. The officers returned fire, killing the man, who was identified as James Emery of St. Louis. Burns was taken to an area hospital where he later died. Worley was flown to a St. Louis trauma center where he's undergoing surgery. And because of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, Europe will no longer be attempting this year to send its first rover to Mars, which was to have probed whether the planet ever hosted life. The European Space Agency confirmed that it's indefinitely suspending its ExoMars rover mission with partner Roscosmos, Russia's space corporation. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.